Piggy handed Ralph his glasses and waited to receive back his sight. The wood was damp, and this was the third time they had lighted it. Ralph stood back, speaking to himself. "We don't want another night without fire." He looked round guiltily at the three boys standing by. This was the first time he had admitted the double function of the fire. Certainly one was to send up a beckoning column of smoke, but the other was to be a hearth now and a comfort until they slept. Eric breathed on the wood till it glowed and sent out a little flame. A billow of white and yellow smoke reeked up. Piggy took back his glasses and looked at the smoke with pleasure. "If only we could make a radio, or a plane, or a boat." Ralph dredged in his fading knowledge of the world. "We might get taken prisoner by the Reds." Eric pushed back his hair. "They'd be better than—" He would not name people, and Sam finished the sentence for him by nodding along the beach. Ralph remembered the ungainly figure on a parachute. He said something about a dead man. He flushed painfully at this admission that he had been present at the dance. He made urging motions at the smoke and with his body. "Don't stop. Go on up. Smoke's getting thinner. We need more wood already, even when it's wet." "Miasma." The response was mechanical. "Sucks to your asthmar." "If I pull logs, I get miasma bad. I wish I didn't, Ralph, but there it is." The three boys went into the forest and fetched armfuls of rotten wood. Once more the smoke rose, yellow and thick. "Let's get something to eat." Together, they went to the fruit trees, carrying the